Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Is Queens of the Court.
Yes! That's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope. I feel like a laser show should just pop out every time that plays.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That was pretty dope.
That was pretty good. Okay. Well, that was our new intro music. And
I approve.
We approve. That sounds like a time.
This.
I love it.
It's Queens of the Court. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast produced in partnership with the WNBA. I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. Court is in session. Nice.
I did it twice.
Thank you. Yeah, my gavel didn't travel. I don't have it. I feel like something's missing from a part of me.
I will hold the gavel down for us today.
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay. There were a lot of games over the weekend and a lot of great ones and a lot of close ones, which... It's not that I'm surprised, but I was excited about. I mean, a lot of them going down to the wire. My blood pressure was up. My heart was beating fast because there were so many. Just to run through a couple of them from Friday, the Liberty defeated the Sky by 1 point, 77-76. Mystics defeated the Wings by 1 point. Aces defeated the Dream by 5 points. Spark defeated the Mercury by 6 points. And ESPN had a really great stat about all of this. The combined scoring margin of all those four games was 13 points. That's the lowest scoring margin in a single day in WNBA history with at least four games played. So my question to you, Cheryl, is we've talked a lot about a few teams that we knew were going to be at the top, but are you surprised at the parity so far? I know it's early, but so far?
I am, because I think in the beginning, like everybody else, we were really talking and focusing on the so-called super teams, right? Mm-hmm. And there were other teams that we knew had some talent and were young, and it might take some time for them to kind of start gelling and be confident in who they are. Mm-hmm. But I think so early on in the season, especially after this weekend's games, not just Friday, but Friday in particular, like for those who didn't know, the WNBA is competitive. The WNBA is good. So, you know what it kind of takes me back to, Jordan, is again, the draft and the rookies and players who didn't make teams. And you and I have had conversations about this, about how good the league is. Mm-hmm. So for rookies who didn't make the team, I hope they're watching the games, right? And can truly see and understand, like, damn, I gotta work, right? I gotta get ready so I can go and take one of those spots. But I have to say, like, I am so excited about the season being so early and how competitive and good the games are. To me, that just means it's gonna get that much better.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too, because this is just like a hint of when it goes to the playoff hunt, and it's going to be, you know, it goes down to the final last season game because it's so competitive. Like, that is really exciting to me. But one game in particular, I know we have to talk about, and that was the Aces, who are at the top of the standings, defeating Indiana, who's at the bottom of the standings, only by 4 points. And honestly, it was really two. Like, those were two free throws at the end, but it was... Kelsey Mitchell had a chance to tie it with a layup. I know she wants that back. But the Fever were in that game the entire game. They had a great start, like from the tip off. Asia Wilson versus Aaliyah Boston, that was the battle. But what stood out to you in the sense that even myself, I was like, okay, let's see what this Fever got. I know it's going to be a blowout, but let's see what this Fever got. And they shut me up so quick. Ooh.
But I think everybody was probably feeling that way. I don't know if I necessarily thought it'd be a blowout, but I did. But I thought it would be an easy game for the Aces, mm-hmm. right? I think for me, what really stood out, first of all, I love me some Kelsey Mitchell. So yes. Kelsey, if and when you listen, because I know you will, I'm sending you much love, energy, big hug. It'll be all right. You'll make up for it. But like Kelsey's a bucket, mm-hmm. you know? So that layup when she missed it, I could just see the look on her face like, replay, rewind, can I please have that back?
Yes.
Here's what, and I even tweeted this. I was like, this Fever team is fun to watch. Because for me, that was really the first time I actually sat down and watched the game from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. And I love the pieces that they have. I love Christy Wallace coming in. Christy Wallace is a great piece for them. We talk about Aaliyah Boston and Alyssa Smith, rightfully so, Kelsey Mitchell. I just thought every single player that came into the game the other day for the Fever, they contributed in some kind of way, whether that was rebounding or playing defense or scoring. I think it's just, again, as you said, it's early in the season. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a matter of time before they get that win. And the thing is, last thing I'll say, they're young. And we talked about this. They're a young team who right now, like, they had a 10-point lead, I think, right? 10-point lead with, I don't know, 4 minutes to go, 3 or 4 minutes to go. They played not to lose, mm-hmm. instead of just doing what they were doing, right? Just keep playing the way you were playing that got you the lead. They started playing tight, like, oh my gosh, this is the Aces, the number one team, the yes. super team. We're not supposed to win this game, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And so you could see that. I do think they got a couple of bad calls down the stretch, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of time, especially for a young team. It's a matter of time before they put it together and they learn how to win close games like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Aces, the championship pedigree just jumped out. Like they outscored them 23-9 in the last 7 minutes or so in the game. And it was kind of like, they realized like, okay, we're losing to Indiana. Let's kick it into high gear and make sure we win this game. But I think, you know, Coach Sides has the right mindset. She's like, don't dwell on this. We have to be able to move forward. It shows growth. And I think at the end of the day, we're talking about how there are so many close games, and especially for Indiana. But me and you both know at the end of the day, it's still going to be an L on, you know, on their record. So what can you do to learn from this is more of the conversation, because it's no moral victories. Oh, you fought hard. It's still going to be an L. So even if it's a bunch of those games this year, even by next year, even towards the end of the year, that's going to start to turn around, just like what you were saying. So I think they're in good hands. They're going the right direction.
Me too. Again, like I tweeted, this team is so much fun to watch. I want to add one thing, another thing. Yes,
please.
We talked about this early on when Elena Deladon made her comment about refs not giving her calls. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a rookie. So I'm going to use that and say the refs need to stop reffing Aaliyah Boston like she's a rookie. Meaning, okay. Well, she is a rookie, but I think because of that, I believe Aaliyah Boston gets calls against her that if she wasn't a rookie, wouldn't happen. Mm. Just, you know, I watched the game yesterday and there were a couple of fouls and I thought they were at crucial moments. So here's the deal. It's Aaliyah Boston defending Asia Wilson.
Tough matchup.
But 9 times out of 10, Asia's going to get the calls, right?
Yes.
Because it's a rookie and it's Asia's a vet, I guess. You can say she's a vet now. But there were a couple times when they called and I was like, ooh, not sure about that one. but it's going to happen. So I just wanted to put that out there and say, I do think they got some really tough calls down the stretch. But again, to your point, Jordan, it's, they're young, the season's early. You give Kelsey Mitchell that shot again.
Oh, she's gonna
knock it down. And you know what? And I'll live with that. I am gonna put the ball in Kelsey Mitchell's hands all day long and allow her to go make something happen.
Yeah. Kelsey Mitchell had 22 points. We all know you're a bucket, Kelsey. And I think even if it comes down to next game, you're just like you said, we're giving it to her. We're gonna keep it going. Another close game that we also have to talk about is the Chicago Sky. It's time to talk about the Sky. It is time to talk about the Sky. They are 4-3 this season. On Friday, they lost to the Liberty, like I mentioned earlier, by 1 point in Chicago. Breonna Stewart secured the win, 7 seconds left. But on Sunday, they traveled to New York and defeated the Liberty by 4 points. And they were down by 19 points, Cheryl. 19 points. People were packing it up. The popcorn was getting packed up in the concession stands. People thought this one was over. And then they have someone named Kalia Copper, who finished with 27 points. Let me look at my notes. She had like 17 in the third quarter. She had 17 points in the third quarter. She basically ignited this comeback by herself. Courtney Williams had 12 points, including 10 in the fourth quarter. And this is what she had to say about playing a so-called super team and beating them.
I mean, now we can beat anybody. I think, you know, it's so much hype around the super team. I mean, no shade, but shade. And it's like, at the end of the day, we here too. You know what I mean? And we're going to come out every night and we're going to play Chicago Sky basketball. So we already woke. You know what I mean? It's just, y'all got to wake up.
That is the most Courtney Williams
love me some Courtney Williams
that I think I could have ever heard in my life. But is she wrong, Cheryl? Like, she's not.
No. She said, we already woke. We just need y'all to wake up. Like, that is so Courtney Williams. And besides her talent, like, that's what I love about Courtney. Courtney just keeps it real and is going to tell you what she thinks, how she thinks, how she feels all the time. But no, she's not wrong. I loved her quote unquote super teams shade, but no shade, or no shade, but shade, however she put it. I was like, okay, it's true. So I was one of those people watching the game yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. We're recording this on
that. Yep. I'm watching the game and I'm like, okay, I know the Liberty, they're this so-called super team, but Chicago, I need y'all to show up. Cause there was a point in the game. I was like, really? 19 points? Is New York that good or is Chicago that bad? But you know what I loved? Cause I didn't leave. I continued to watch the game from my couch.
Same.
I love the fact that not one single player on the Sky looked worried, looked concerned. Oh. Like, oh, okay, we'll show up. But I want to mention this one player who, shame on me, that I was not, like, had not really watched her play, did not know her game, Robin Parks. I love that kid's game.
You got a new fan.
I sat and watched the game yesterday, right? Because I knew what Kai would do. And even Courtney at one point was quiet. Courtney turned it on in the fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah.
Courtney had 10 was huge in the fourth quarter. But Robin Parks coming out, defending. She hit some crucial threes for them. I was like on my phone, Google. I was like, who is this kid? Where does she come from? Listen. Do not sleep on the Sky. I'm going to tell Courtney Williams right now, Courtney, I was asleep, but I am awake now. Please forgive me because the Sky, and they're doing this without Izzy. Let's not forget Izzy Harrison is still out.
And they didn't have Dana Evans on Sunday either. Yep. She was with the illness. Rebecca Gardner has a foot injury. Izzy is out, so they're not even fully loaded But it seems like even you know, we don't talk a lot about Marina Mabry either, but just like a tough lineup of Ka, Courtney Williams, and Marina Mabry, they're going to win in a fight like 9 out of 10 times. Like I'm picking that lineup to go to battle with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like they some dogs.
They D-A- some dogs.
WGS. Yes, ma'am.
WGS. Yes, ma'am. Yes. And they mesh well together. And the start of the game, you know, when New York was building their lead, it was Courtney Vandersloot's time to shine because, you know, you're playing against your former team. You're definitely going to play extra better. But it was the unit of Chicago that came back. But I will say that final like minute, the Liberty fell apart. Like they did not finish that game well. And I have a little breakdown. So Courtney Vandersloot makes the layup 59 seconds left. Liberty's only down by 2. Then Stewie fouled Courtney Williams like on the other end of the court, like way far from the basket. So that was 2 free throws. Then they give up an offensive rebound on the free throw for the Chicago Sky, if you remember that. Then Sabrina Ionescu gets an offensive foul. Like they just fell apart at the end of that game. And so when we talk about the Liberty being this championship team, this is something they're going to have to learn from as well, of how to close out a game. Close out, especially keep your foot on the gas pedal if you're winning by 19 points, first of all, and don't let it even come down to that. So I think both teams could – the Chicago can build off of this in the momentum in the right way, but the Liberty are going to have some things to look at too. For I don't think Breanna Stewart got enough touches. Like there was so many things that went wrong.
Well, here's my thing. I'm watching because I know we're talking about the Sky, but I want to turn to the Liberty for 1 second because I'm watching the game right down the stretch and I'm looking, seeing who's on the floor, and I'm like, "Where's Jonquel Jones?"
Yes, I have that in my notes.
So here's my question: that.
Yes,
is Jonquel still injured? Where? Mm-hmm. You know, she's still struggling going through that, so she's not ready. My other question is was this the right move for Jonquel? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know. But there was a player who was on the floor that I think should have been on the floor, who I think will probably end up starting for the Liberty. And if she doesn't, she should. And that is MJ. Johannes. That girl is so nice.
She's nice.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. I know we're talking about the Sky, but I love her. Love her game. But I know it's still early in the season, but that's a game.
That's a game where JJ could have made a difference. And that's why I looked up. She's only averaging 18 minutes a game right now. I don't know if that's her injury, but when the Sky got that offensive rebound off the free throw at a critical time at the end of the game, I'm looking at Jonquel Jones on the bench. Like, why? Like, she could have helped you get that rebound. Like, so that was just a head scratcher. And she has her towel over her mouth. She doesn't look injured. She looks very much frustrated, like we are.
She looks pissed.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
That's what she looked like. Because here's my thing. With the lineup of Jonquel Jones, Breanna Stewart, and Courtney Vandersloot, you had a 19-point lead in that game. That's a game that you have to win. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mentioning any other player. Just with those three players alone, that's enough experience, talent, should be hard, determination, all that stuff, that just with the three of them leading that squad, you have to find a way to win that game. But the Sky said, oh no, we are going to find a way to win this game. That was a good one. That was a good one for TV. Yes,
that was
ma'am.
A good one. That was a good one. Okay, Sky's upcoming schedule. They have Tuesday against the Fever, Friday against the Sparks for this week. So we'll see if they can build off of this. I think if you go game, you can only go game by game in this league. But their standings sitting at 4-3, I think are shocking a lot of people. They've come to play. I know James Wade don't play. So they come to play every single time. And all right, go Sky. If you, what did Courtney say? We were already woke.
Y'all, we just need everybody else to wake up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully you guys are awake because we're about to take a break.
We heard you.
We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about some other breakout players of the season, which I'm so excited about. We'll be right back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to Queens of the Court, and it's time to talk about the one and only, the unicorns of the league so far. But we got to start with Alyssa Thomas, because Cheryl, even when we were talking about the segment, you're like, Alyssa Thomas could have her own segment because of what she's doing right now. Her 10th season in the WNBA, but she's making it look easy. Honestly, like, you can see the effort, but what she's doing night in and night out is incredible. And this Connecticut Sun, she's been with the Connecticut Sun her entire career. But on Thursday versus the Lynx, she became the only WNBA player to record at least 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 16 assists. 16 assists!
That's crazy.
It's actually crazy.
It's crazy for anybody, but especially, I don't know if she's a 3, a 4, a 5. She's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It 16 assists for any player is crazy, let alone a player of at Alyssa Thomas's position.
Yes. And just to add on that,
it's unheard of.
Let me just provide even more context to that. Like, Alyssa Thomas is a forward. She set the franchise record with 16 assists. And previously, it was 14 by Lindsay Whalen. That goes all the way back to 2004. Lindsay Whalen, one of the best of point guards in WNBA history. The 16 assists that Alyssa Thomas hit, it tied Sabrina Ionescu, Courtney Vandersloot, Tisha Panichero for the second highest total in WNBA history. She is a forward. These are all point guards.
Yeah, listen, when I said AT could have her own segment, I said that because I think she's very deserving of her own segment. And not only do we, and I mean we as a the public or social media or whatever, I don't think we're giving Connecticut enough credit right now.
Oh,
for
yeah.
what they're doing. But in a whole different category, I'm going to put AT. Because there are times I feel like AT gets a bad rap because people call her dirty. But what they don't talk about is how good she is. Listen, AT gets it done on both ends of the floor. For people who are listening who may remember, AT reminds me of a Tasha Byers.
Ooh.
Do you remember Tato?
That's a deep cut. That's for the big fans.
It is. This is for the real WNBA fans. Tato was like, came in, did whatever she had to do, offense, defense. She could score the basketball, but she was going to defend. She was going to rebound. She was going to run the floor. And Tato was like, she was just tough, right? Mm-hmm. She was mean, but not in a bad way. She was mean on the court when she was playing, and you knew she was all about her business. And that's what AT reminds me of. But I want to say to her, you know, people always talk about giving people their flowers. Listen, there are not enough flowers in the world for me to give to AT. Mm-hmm. Because I think everything she, not only what she's doing this year, she's been doing this, right?
It's been consistent. Yes.
Yeah. But when JJ left and when Jazz left, I think a lot of people were like, oh my goodness, Like, they lost two key pieces. They lost the coach, which is true because we had a conversation about this. But to be able to have consistency is important, and not just with the coach. So you, Dawana Bonner, right? And AT, I think that is a hell of a duo that not a lot of people are talking about. And mm-hmm. I just want to say what AT is doing this year, and I know the season's early, but she's been very consistent. And I don't expect any of that to change anytime soon. So kudos to AT. AT is getting it done. AT is leading this Connecticut Sun team. And mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what she does in the next game, whenever they play. When do they play, Jordan?
They play it soon. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a show every single time. I want to add two things. You mentioned Dawana Bonner. I saw this tweet and it just was picture perfect of how we don't give Connecticut enough credit, and specifically Dawana Bonner. She scored 13 points in the last game and she moved to 11th all-time scoring in WNBA history.
Yeah, why aren't we talking about that?
Lisa Leslie. Are you kidding me? And they're on the same team. And Dawana is such a great, you know, I love that they're a couple in real life too, Alyssa Thomas and Dawana Bonner, because the chemistry on the court is incredible. But here's my question to you, Cheryl, about Connecticut, because we have seen, we've heard this song before where they've had a hot start in the season and they played their butts off in the regular season. But when it comes down to getting over the hump, and getting to, you know, getting deep into the playoffs, even the finals, they just can't get it done. They moved some pieces away. They've taken away JJ. They've taken away Kurt Miller. Does recency bias, like, I feel like it's making me pause of how to get too excited for right now, because I'm like, are they just going to break my heart again at the end of the season?
You know, and I hear you. But I feel a little differently.
Okay.
And this isn't anything I know. It's just me as a player or former player, right? Saying maybe they moved the pieces that they needed to move and now they can get over the hump.
Okay.
Sometimes change isn't always a bad thing. And yeah. I don't know if that was Kurt Miller or JJ or Jay. I don't know. But they seem to really like each other. Right? The new pieces. Stephanie White has them playing really well. Like, kind of sort of like a fresh start for everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to say this might be the year that they get over that hump. Oh. I am.
This is how you can tell we're just super fans of the whole league, because I think every episode we've said somebody different is winning the title this year. Maybe it's the Mystics. Maybe it's Connecticut. Like, everybody's so good and we want everyone to succeed. But I think,
or hold on. Oh. According to Courtney Williams, maybe it's the Chicago Sky.
Right. Maybe it's the Chicago Sky. We've been asleep. My bad. Okay. That's something to definitely keep in our back pocket as we see Connecticut progress over the season. But this is a really great start for them. But somebody else who's been having a really hot start, who is finally healthy, and we are seeing for, I feel like, the first time of what she can do, is Satu Sabli with the Dallas Wings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She is killing it. And I think with the Wings, we talk about Arike Ogunbowale and we focus so much on her, and it's really been all on Arike's shoulders for the past couple seasons. But Satu feels healthy. She got to rest more in the off season. She said that she's playing pain free for the first time in a really long time. And, you know, she's newer in the WNBA. She was drafted in 2020 as the second overall pick out of Oregon, but she's something different this year. Mm-hmm. She has something in her eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a vengeance. I don't know what it is, but she is a straight killer out there.
All of that. Yeah. I love it. I love to see it. There's something, we said the same thing about EDD, being healthy, right? Mm-hmm. You can't play at your best when you're injured, when you're hurt, when you have nagging injuries, when you're constantly worried about injuries. You just can't. And so to hear her say for the first time, she's healthy, she feels stronger, she stayed here, worked on her game. And it shows. I love Satu at, what is she, a three? She's playing the three,
she's
right?
Like a stretch three. She's a perfect height. She looks more muscular.
Love her. I love her body type. Yeah, everything about her. She looks confident. Mm-hmm. She's just getting it done. What is she at? 22 points a game, which is third. 10, 11 rebounds per game. Like, I mean,
yeah.
So when you talk about like breakout players,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we consider AD a breakout player because she's been
Knew that. Yeah.
She's been doing this, right? But mm-hmm. Satu absolutely has to be at the top of the list when you talk about breakout players this season.
Yeah.
And to your point, I'm sorry, to your point, Arike has been like, everybody talks about her, what she brings, and we know what she brings. But we might need to start talking about Satu a little bit more.
A little bit more. And it's like, could it be, you know, at first I was like, okay, is this most improved player conversations? But it feels different because she hasn't really played a full season. Like she only played 11 games last season. So we still didn't see everything that she can do. But people are saying on the Twitter's world, MVP conversation, this is her last six games. 25 points, 17 points, 24 points, 23 points, 18 points, 14 rebounds, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Like, not only is she third in points, third in rebounds, she's tied for fourth in steals. Like, she's just doing everything.
Listen, those are no doubt MVP-like numbers.
Yeah.
So, to me, what it will come down to is how well does Dallas do? Right,
how they're winning, yeah.
Because right now, if you an early MVP race or MVP conversation, there is no way I'm leaving Satu off of my list. There's no way I'm leaving AT off of my list.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
no doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
The Wings are sitting at 3-3. So I mean, I think it's only up from here because I think Arike did not have a great game last game and they still made it a close contest against the Connecticut Sun. And I think that's because they have other weapons this year and it's not all on her shoulders. So the Wings are, they're going to be flying high. We know what they can do. Last player.
There's some pieces there. Some
last
really
player
good
that
pieces
we,
there.
We have to talk about and give some flowers to in this episode. Lexi Brown with the LA Sparks. My girl, Lexi.
Come on, sexy Lexi.
She NECA,
NECA, no, well, you know, NECA gave us permission to call her that during AU. She was like, oh, that's sexy Lexi. But to your point, Lexi, not only was she shooting the three, Lexi was scoring from all facets.
She was making them look like home.
Nice little pull-up jumper. Yeah. Yeah. She was laying it up, was leaving the hand up there. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, I can do that too. Oh, she looked so good in the game the other night against the Mercury.
Had 26 points in the overtime win. And she's averaging 14.4 on the season. But the confidence through the crypto.com arena's roof. Like, you can't contain it. You can't contain it. And I think one of my favorite things about Lexi, not only her just being a really great human being, but she is a wonderful testament of the road to get to where you are meant to be is not linear. You can go all different ways and curves. And, you know, 2021, she was waived by the Lynx one day into training camp. Then she was picked up by the Sky, waived again, then re-signed by the Sky. She wins a championship with the Sky, but she told me, she was like, I wanted it to feel a little bit more like I was a part of it.
Yep.
And, you know, she really put the work in. I remember she told me in an interview, you know, I think this was last year, like a guaranteed contract is like what she's working for. She's like, this is when I would know that I made it and I felt secure and I didn't have to keep looking over my shoulder. So your first wave or when the first team doesn't work out, that is not the end of your story. And Lexi is such a great testament to that, as she is balling out of control. She fits perfectly in the Sparks offense. It is definitely more offenses revolving around her this season, which I think is nice to see. She's killing it.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, everything that you just said about Lexi, and to every player out there who may listen or, you know, got cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Lexi Brown is the epitome of determination,
mm-hmm.
of resilience, right? Lexi didn't feel sorry for herself. She didn't feel bad and say, woe is me. Oh, well, I got cut. Hopefully next year. She continued to put in the work. Yeah. I remember, I guess 2 years ago with Athletes Unlimited and this year with Athletes Unlimited, Lexi came out and played and balled and worked on her game. I'm not saying that's the reason why she is, you know, with the Sparks and has found her a home. I think she's mm-hmm. found a home with the Sparks. But I will say, watching her play in Athletes Unlimited, I could just see the confidence. I could see she had this look in her face like, I can play with these players,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not just the players in Athletes Unlimited, but even the players in the W. But let's also say there were at least 20 players in Athletes Unlimited who are playing in the W. And so I'm talking about talent, right? Lexi Brown said, let me figure out what I need to do. Where do I need to get better? Let me continue to work on my game because I know I belong. So shout out to her and kudos to her for putting the work in, for being determined. And she now has found a home and Lexi is getting it done. Yes, yeah, sexy Lexi.
Now the Sparks got to keep winning. And I think, again, all of these conversations, you know, the MVP conversations or most improved, all of those awards, it does a little bit stipulate on the record of the team. So I'm going to be watching the Sparks because I love my Sparks, but keep going on the win column for them. I feel like we were just talking about the back-to-back games against the same teams. I feel like they played Phoenix like 5 times so far, but they won in overtime on Friday. So we'll be keeping an eye out on all these players. I love this little segment. We might have to bring back some breakout players or who stood out of the week every week, because that was nice.
I like that.
Give some flowers.
I like that.
Some kudos. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll be right back with the tweet of the week and we will wrap up this episode. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. We're still here. It's us.
Hi.
BFFs. We always love to wrap up with the tweet of the week. And this one, Cheryl, I actually LOL'd, like laughed out loud. The Chicago Sky social team, they were on the Courtney Williams track of were loving this game over the New York Liberty. And Chicago Sky, just as an account, really won Twitter this weekend. one tweet after the win. Something, something, quote, revenge tour. Anyways, good night.
I love that.
If we can flip to the other one, they did Super Team, Teenage Dream, Light the Beam, Krispy Kreme, It Don't Matter, with the emoji. No.
Read it right. It don't matter.
Sky win. With a graphic of the final score. What? All caps. It don't matter. And Kalia Copper, we talked about it at the top of the show. She had 27 points. So they also tweeted, Kalia Cop her. Incredible. Incredible. Like, she's that girl.
Yes,
now, her
she
was
is.
An all cast player of the game. Just right, so good.
So
good.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
Chicago Sky Twitter, you guys were in your bag this weekend.
Love and all of that.
You deserve all of it. Okay, some upcoming games for the week. I think for both of us, we're going to have it circled. Tuesday night, Las Vegas and Connecticut. And then they play again on Thursday night. So that's a big week because Vegas could go undefeated. They can be 8-0 by the end of the week. or Connecticut can move into that first spot by the end of the week. So I think those are going to be kind of must watch.
I'll be tuned in.
Oh yeah. So
well, and I want to say this, even though Connecticut hasn't said it, but just like Courtney Williams was like, we've been woke. Everybody else needs to wake up. I'm sure the Connecticut Sun is feeling the same way, because everybody's talking about the Aces, the Liberty, and the Connecticut Sun is like an afterthought. So that one at Connecticut in particular is the one I'm really looking forward to watching.
Ooh, okay. Well, there's a lot of great games this weekend. I think the Fever and Chicago game on Tuesday night will also be a good one. Can the Fever bounce back? Can Chicago keep the momentum? There's a lot of storylines heading into that one, but a lot of great games, and we'll be back next week to talk about them. But before we go, I do want to shout out Team USA for winning gold in the FIBA 3x3 World Cup. This is a four-member team, Cameron Brink, Haley Van Lith, kind of the young stars. They're still in college, but former WNBA players Linnea Harper and Sierra Burdick, who have been in the 3x3 circuit for years, grinding it out. And this is the first time USA has won a 3x3 World Cup title since 2014. So I was encouraged by how well they were playing. Haley Van Lith, we know what she's going to do, and now she's going to do it in an LSU uniform, which is scary. Scary. But Cameron Brink, just from hosting, you know, Pac-12 last season, I think 3x3 is really going to build her game up. So I'm excited that they won that title and inching closer and closer to Paris Olympics too.
Well, and the thing that does is playing 3x3, it helps you really work on and define your one-on-one skills. Offensively and defensively. So to your point, that will absolutely help Cameron Brink. But I want to shout out Linnea Harper and Sierra Burdick, because I think a lot of people probably forgot about the two of them, right? Played in the W. I'm not really sure how long Sierra or Linnea played, but the fact that they're still doing their thing and to have an opportunity to play USA basketball, doesn't really matter what format, if that's 5-on-5 or 3x3, the fact that they get an opportunity to do that and they're still doing it and bringing home gold, tons of flowers to you, kudos to you, shout out to you, and way to go, USA.
Yeah, USA, USA,
USA, USA. Okay.
That's all you're going to get. Well, that's it for us. Please follow, rate, and review this show. It's available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I know we say it every single week, but it really does make a difference. So give us those 5 stars. We deserve it.
And if there's something else you want to hear us discuss, let us know on social media. You can find me at AirSwoops22 and Jordan. Y'all know she's got that brand new handle. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. She's now at Hey Jordan R.
Plus, we have a new listener email address. You can send us questions or feedback or just say hi at queensofthecourt@odyssey.com.
Queens of the Court is an Odyssey original created in partnership with the WNBA.
The show is produced by Alex Ozzie. The executive producer is Lena Moss-Glazer. Social media assistance from Isabella Apple and imaging from T-Storm Battle. Court is adjourned.
It's adjourned. Have a great week, everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.